different fields of science and technology, how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A judge is ruling that former White House lawyer Don McGahn must comply with the congressional subpoenas now being appealed by the Justice Department. The ruling could affect whether potential witnesses in the impeachment inquiry come forward. The Supreme Court's keeping the president's financial records from House Democrats for now.
The justices issued a stay on the D.C. appeals court order for the president to hand over financial documents from his longtime accounting firm. The high court is expected to decide whether to take up the case by mid-January. If the court decides to stay out of the case, the lower ruling will stand. President Trump now has until December 5th to appeal the D.C. court's ruling.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. There are winter weather warnings from the Rockies to the Great Lakes.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation.
Because AAA spokeswoman Reed Dodd says people don't want to cancel their plans and travel anyway, even if the roads aren't great. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours, before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67, very comfortable, and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
That was rather abrupt. You didn't have no music.
We've got to keep people on their toes, Jack.
Well, you don't have to keep me on my toes. You do, but...
You got, what, five of them?
I have five. I used to have seven. Originally, I had 10.
Okay. All right.
And then, of course, there were three that were taken away. I was in a tow-away zone. They got three of them. And
I used to have 12, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a web foot
you
situation.
You have a web foot? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
But no, he's got to be lying.
Bet you were hell in the Gulf, weren't you?
272-9228. Let's go to Nathan.
I bet
quickly.
You loved duck hunting, didn't you?
Indeed. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that the legal age for concealed carry in Alabama is 18.
It's 18.
You
okay.
Have a permit at that point.
Okay, good
but
to know.
Can you buy?
21 comes in federally where you cannot buy a firearm or a handgun or handgun ammunition from a federally licensed dealer, but you can get one as a gift or in a private sale.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, Nathan.
Damn, Nathan, you're all over it, man. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too. Jackson, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, how are y'all?
All right.
Fine, Jackson. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And one of the guy that just called, he said something about what I was going to say. He is
Jackson, are you playing dominoes?
No.
Well,
there's some shuffling
there's
going
some
on.
Shuffling going on in the background.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I mean, my brother, he hunts, so he's been carrying around a pistol with him since he was 18, too.
Okay.
Cause, you know, you go in the woods, there's no telling what you might run into. But
I was confused because I had a friend who bought a pistol when he turned 21. He's like, I'd wait. And so that makes sense. So if it's a private sale or a gift, you can have it before then.
Yeah. Is it speculation? I mean, was there any eyewitnesses as far as this Lowndes County shooting?
There was a
lot.
There were a lot of people. It's like a convenience store or gas station, and there ain't much to do in Hainesville, Alabama on the weekends and at night. And so I think a lot of people were around.
Well, and that's why I was getting frustrated with Don. Not so much the race thing, just that this, I think, was a very volatile, complicated situation more than just one guy reaching into the car. There are going to be a lot of eyewitness accounts. There's more direct evidence.
There's cameras that were focused that are aimed at the gas pumps, and that's the area where this incident occurred.
And there's a reason this will take some time, because I think there will be a lot of information to sift through and come up with what is, in fact, true.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering because, I mean, I was catching some flack on it because I post stuff on Facebook, and I just know, I think if I was in that position, because I'm from a country town, too. I know cops normally do things differently in small towns like that.
Right.
But, I mean, you have to go through procedure. I'm a very right or wrong, did you do things by the book or did you not do things by the book?
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, the guy was playing his music loud, we need to know if there's a sound ordinance in that area or somebody was just angry that he was playing loud music. You got to look into that. And then also, that's not something that you can be arrested for, typically. But a cop can't just hop off into your car and reach into it. I mean, unless you are brandishing a weapon or something like that. I'm guessing he probably smarted off to the officer, mm-hmm. and he came and probably tried to cut the radio down. But if you reach in my car like that, I'm probably going to do the same thing. So I don't know exactly what happened, but, I mean, you have to go by the book, and I don't think you can just reach in people's cars like that.
I hear you, Jackson, but the key thing you said is I don't know exactly what happened. Really none of us out here in the general public do. We have ideas, we can speculate, hypotheticals, but this is why we got to sift through this information and allow law enforcement to do their job here. But right. I appreciate it. I hear where you're coming from.
Right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Jenkins Tire and Automotive is a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street downtown, about 2-3 blocks from Alley Station here on East Jefferson Street. All their technicians over there at Jenkins are ASE certified. That's just one reason you should be thinking Jenkins when it comes to high quality auto repair. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. The key word there is fleets, commercial fleets, because Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a great relationship with other commercial businesses with fleets of cars and trucks and whatnot. That means they have state-of-the-art equipment to service these fleets of vehicles swiftly. That means that state-of-the-art equipment is great for your everyday car, truck, or SUV. And with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, and so many more, Jenkins knows you'll find what you need at an affordable price. So make an appointment today. You can visit them online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can even make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Or you can call them. Tell Mike and the team down there at 265-0792, 265-0792, that you heard about Jenkins and that you're thinking Jenkins because of Joey and Jack from News and Views. They really do it all. I love the monthly checklist program. You go in each month. They'll teach you a little bit about owner maintenance. It's a great service, but they really do it all from air conditioning, air filters, battery repair, tire, anything to do with tires, transmission fluid flush, and they'll even replace windshield wiper blades. And they also have a service truck that will visit you on location to service that outdoor vehicle, whether a side-by-side, four-wheeler, or tractor. So I'm thinking Jenkins. So many people are thinking Jenkins. So many people. Call them today, 265-0792, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Quick break here. Be back with more News and Views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. My name is Joey Clark. His name is Jack Campbell. He's just getting his headphones on.
These are the worst headphones. Does the extra pair you have... have this curly Q cord?
No, Jack. Straight as an arrow.
I love that. Well, that's the only thing. But
wait, Jack, who gave you those headphones?
I bought these myself.
You bought them?
In 1970.
No, I bought them like 3 years ago. Okay. And they're horrible. Well, I like the ones without...
So are you mad at yourself?
I'm mad at myself because they keep getting... Look at it.
Yeah, and so tame.
Frisco even untangled it for me a week ago.
To quote the great Mel Brooks in Spaceballs, I hate it when my shorts gets twisted. Let's go to Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Don't be going to Jimmy. Now, Jimmy, you hang on. I got to do something else real quick. Okay. I got to talk about our friends over at Heirloom Jewelers.
Yes.
Troop Booth and Company at 6948 Vaughan Road, just east of Bell Road. On the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughan Road, across from Do Re Mi, Fa Sol La Si Do, karaoke place. Heirloom Jewelers, they're like the gold standard, although there's a lot of silver over there too. But they are the gold standard in the jewelry business. He specializes in antique and estate jewelry. That's his specialty. Everybody on his staff was trained at the Gemological Society of America, Institute of America.
Gemological Institute, yes.
GIA certified. They're at 260-0066. If you're looking to find something special for someone special to you, go by there and take a look at their inventory. It's unbelievable. I was there a little while, a couple of days ago, and it is some fine-looking stuff. Not only that, if you have jewelry that you're in possession of that you really don't wear and you don't really have a use for, take it by and make an appointment with Troop, 260-0066. He'll take a look at it. He'll appraise it right there on the spot, make you an offer if y'all agree upon a price, and he'll write you a check right then and there. You won't have to wait around to get your money. So anyway, it's a great place if you're in need of a gift for someone special. Go by Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughan Road, just east of Bell Road, 260-0066, or look them up on the web at heirloomjewelers.com. Is that the name of it, Joe?
Yes, heirloomjewelers.com.
That's exactly what I thought. It's not written on my thing.
Okay.
But anyway. So anyway.
Check him out. Troop Booth.
He's a pleasure to deal with.
He really is.
He's a great guy.
Good sponsor of News and Views. Tell him that Jack and Joey sent you. Let's go to the phones now. Jimmy, thank you for waiting.
Hey, I was having trouble hearing the previous two callers on my phone, so maybe they touched on this, but Jack said something earlier that I either misunderstood what he said or I don't know what the law is, but he said you have to have a pistol permit to own a pistol, and you have to have a concealed permit to carry one concealed.
Well, I think every permit you get today allows you to carry a concealed weapon.
Yeah, and some
or open carry. What?
Yeah, the last colors did clear it up. You can get a permit at 18. There's a federal law that you can't buy a handgun until 21. But before 21, you can get a handgun through a gift or a private purchase.
But it was my understanding that if I open carried it, I didn't need a permit.
Well, I'm not sure. I think there was a move to make that the case, but the Sheriff's Association fought it because they make a lot of money off the off of issuing pistol permits. And in the old days, you could only conceal a weapon. You could not open carry a pistol. But today you can open carry thanks to the legislature, but I still think you have to have a permit. Now, I may be wrong, but I don't think the sheriff ever gave up that little sideline of money.
Well, when I bought my pistol, I bought it from a reputable pawn shop here in town that sells a lot of guns, and they never mentioned getting a permit.
Okay.
For it. So
if you're going to open carry, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you can open carry without anything.
Okay.
You
know, just, well,
I may be wrong, but I bought my pistol 3 or 4 years ago, and that's what I've been thinking the whole time. But I have been wrong once or twice before.
Well, I know I have. So. I may be very wrong on this.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Y'all have a great day.
We'll see you later.
Yeah, when this question, anything about the legal status of certain firearms and how you can carry them comes up, see, there are the phones. 272-9228. While we're fielding those calls, let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wish somebody would call in that would really clarify all of that for us, about licensure and, you know, how to conceal carry and do it legally and everything. I don't know. I have a concealed carry license, so I don't really particularly worry about that. But, you know, it'd be good to kind of get some clarity on it. You know, this shooting incident, it's just bad news all around. I feel so badly for, you know, the family of the victim. And it's just so tragic when something like this happens. I can't help but feel sorry for the young man a little bit because his life is ruined.
Oh, it's ruined. I mean, absolutely.
You know, and no matter what happened, how it happened. But I'm with you, Joey, on this, and you know we all tend to just jump to conclusions,
right.
And we shouldn't. We've got to wait till the facts come out before we really know everything that happened and can make a prudent decision on it and everything. Because I mean, I could see, look, you know, young kid, he's got a gun and he's scared or something for some reason or other and does something stupid,
right?
I don't know. Who knows? It's all speculation at this point.
Yeah, and we like to know the facts real quick. We want it now. I mean, we get upset when it takes, you know, more than 30 seconds to microwave something. I'm that way. And on something so important, we want to know what happened. But it takes time, especially, I don't think this was a very simple situation. And so it will take time to piece together what actually happened.
Well, how many times over the last several years now have, you know, people in the mainstream press and others just jump right to the conclusion, you know, not knowing the facts.
Yeah.
And then wound up, well, it's just something totally different once you figure out really what went on. And to Jack's point, race should not be part of the discussion, and certainly interjecting race into it is not helpful. But it's hard to have a conversation in Alabama without having some racial element to it. And that's just the nature of how we interact with one another down here.
One heck, it's not just Alabama, it's America.
Yeah, well, true enough. And so, but anyway, just feel bad about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Wish things were different, but for goodness sakes, everybody just calm down and let's see what actually happened here. And I honestly, I feel worse for obviously the victim. You know, I mean, as guys, what all reports say, he's lived a great life, and certainly feel bad for the family and community of the victim. Worse.
No question. They didn't ask for this.
So, but anyway, I hope that they'll go ahead and come forward with a little bit more fulsome information here.
Yes.
Before long, to end the speculation. But anyway, there's my soapbox moment, guys.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bobby.
For anyone who's interested, the service for the sheriff of Lowndes County, Big John Williams, is going to be Monday. Visitation begins at 8 a.m. at Garrett Coliseum, and the service is going to be at 11 o'clock. So if you're interested in going, 8 a.m. begins visitation, and the service is at 11 Monday at Garrett Coliseum.
Thank you for that, Jack. Let's quickly go to the phones and talk to Robert. Robert, welcome to News and Views.
Thank you for having me. Quick question. There's a little... The gentleman that called earlier asking about permits and open carry. Alabama's kind of a weird state. You can open carry. That's not a problem. But if you do not have a concealed weapons permit, once you get in your car, at that point it's a concealed firearm.
Right.
And you can be arrested for not having a concealed weapons permit inside your vehicle.
There you go. Okay.
Well,
it's crazy how it all works out.
Well, see, in the old days, the only when you got a pistol permit, it was a permit to carry a concealed weapon. And there were a couple of prohibitions about where you could take them, like bars, places that served alcohol and other things like that. But with this open carry law, a lot of that's changed, and I appreciate you clearing that up.
Yeah, because I traveled a lot, so I would have to research. I had communities in Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and just to be on the safe side, another state did not recognize our permit. They do it more now, but then they didn't. So if I was in Florida, I'd have to have three steps. I'd have to lock a magazine in the glove box, put my weapon in my console, and then Georgia, I would have to throw it up on my dash because as long as it was visible, it was not considered
concealed.
And it's like, oh my goodness, you pretty much have to carry a booklet beside you with all the rules and regulations, especially if you travel.
Right.
So, yeah. Appreciate y'all taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Really appreciate it. We do need to hit a break here, Jack. 272-9228, if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. First, let's have a good message for our good friends over at Cole Plumbing.
Why do you try to catch me off guard all the time?
I just do.
Well, not going to catch me off guard about Cole Plumbing.
Oh, I didn't think so.
279-8919.
Yeah.
The only number you need if you have a plumbing problem. And if you have a plumbing problem, it's a real problem. Because nobody wants number two to back up.
Oh, God.
If number two is your number one fear, then you need to call Cole Plumbing.
Ooh.
They're number one in the number two business.
Indeed,
you know that,
are,
Joey?
Yeah. Yes.
And if you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
It's a great family. It's C.C. Cole started the company over 40 years ago. They've been around like 42 years. His son, James Cole, and his son, Cameron Cole, and Jeanette Cole. It's a family-owned and operated business right here in the River region. Why am I so damn tongue-tied today? Anyway, they have proprietary pipeline technology.
Indeed, they do.
They can fix your plumbing problem generally, as a rule, without digging up your yard or tearing up floors or walls, which is wretched. I had a friend that had to have that done. So if you have some plumbing needs, give Cole a call at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. They're your one-stop shop for plumbing needs. You can look them up online at coalplumbing.com. Coalplumbing.com.
Be sure when you call them or you...
Tell them we sent you.
Indeed. More news and views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, our intern Frisco Riverstone. I don't think that's his Christian name, though.
My government name.
We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to join the program.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The news and views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
He's Frisco Riverstone.
People don't know who he is.
Does anybody need any coffee? You guys good?
No, I'm
coffee?
Good. You're being a very good intern today, though.
Thank you.
A lot better than Daryl.
Well, I'm trying not to be a Daryl, because we all know what happened to Daryl.
Well, I had to kick him out.
Yeah. That's what happens to imaginary figures, you know. I had them when I was a kid. I had imaginary friends.
You know, Jack, have you ever seen videos of two cats...
No, I haven't.
About to fight. And how they'll stand there, like, right at each other for, like, a whole minute before they pounce and attack.
It's kind of like you two.
Yeah, he gives me that look for no darn good reason. It's like a cat. It's like, what are you doing? What do you want?
Well, you've heard the expression, high as a cat's back, haven't you?
Sure.
Okay. You've never heard that in your life. You know it.
No.
Yeah, never heard that. Somebody say, Lord, I went in there and those prices, they're high as a cat's back.
No.
Okay.
But I like it.
Kind of reminds me of a joke.
I've heard something like, this is precarious as like a cat and a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some joke with a punchline about, oh, I thought that was your ass. Everything else in here is so damn high.
Let's go back to the phones.
I can't remember the joke,
before
though.
This goes completely off the rails.
It already has.
272-9228. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hey, JC's.
Hello. How you doing? You know that doing joke, well. Don't you, Ken?
What was it? I'm sorry.
It's like they go into a drugstore or something, and they said, is that... The punchline is, oh, I thought that was his ass. Everything else in here is the high. I gotta have to remember that joke. Anyway, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. I want to register a word of caution to the gentleman who called in. And if I understood him correctly, his bottom line was, if anybody came up to his car inquiring about the volume of his music or radio and reached in to adjust it, that he might do the same thing. I think then he would be doing the same thing that this young man is doing, and that is telling the judge whether he needs a court-appointed attorney or whether he can afford his own.
Right.
And justly so. Good grief. There's a volume control knob or button. How about reaching for that first so you could hear the complainer that's walking up, or you could roll the window up, or you could drive off, or you could argue with the gentleman. To shoot him? Yeah, that's brilliant. That's just brilliant. But standing before the judge ought to sober up a lot of people from whatever they're on. Our former mayor, just a couple of months ago on one of the shows on this station, and I'm not sure if it was this hour or the 12 to 3, but in his interview talking about the Bonnie and Clyde type of assault and shooting involving multiple weapons and multiple vehicles in Cloverdale, one of his comments was like two-thirds or a majority of these perps had an outstanding warrant. Well, in conjunction with questions from the radio host about whether we need more cops or not, his response, as usual, was no, having several cops there at that intersection likely would not have stopped this at all. Mm-hmm. How about if we had more cops, more law enforcement people to serve those warrants and get some of these people off the street?
And more resources to the judiciary to actually litigate these things.
Well, I heard Jack say a few days ago, and I completely agree with him, it's pretty hard to find an overworked judge.
Well, that's the damn truth. Now, I saw it firsthand.
Yep. Well, that's everybody's clamoring and crying for more funding.
Yeah.
And if they can show the legislative committee that's in charge of that they need more funding, more power to them, and I'll be the first to endorse it. But how about if they work till sundown a couple of days a week?
That might be nice. Yeah. Or come to work on a Friday.
Yes. I asked Judge Moore, former Chief Justice Moore, over one of the East call-in shows where he was gracious enough to appear mm-hmm. and take call-ins, if there would be a chance to have night court. If he is Chief Justice and head administrator of all the courts, could direct that they, until they got their backlogs handled, that everybody go to supper and come back and work a couple of hours one night a week, one early evening a week. He rejected that because it would basically be telling people when to work. Well, yes, exactly. It wasn't too long after that he directed probate judges what not to do with marriage licenses.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jack even told them not to work on Fridays. Now, that's a heck of a solution to an overcrowded court docket, if you ask me.
Well, I agree.
Well said.
Oh, by the way, Jack, my reading of my pistol permit, which I've had for an awful long time, is for concealed carry on your person or to carry in your vehicle. And I think that leaves us in the gray area about people that claim the right to open carry. I think you have the right to, once you have your so-called pistol permit or a concealed carry, obviously have your legal to do that in the state where it's issued. But I guess the business owner is justified or is also legal if he prohibits any firearms in his or her place of business.
Yeah, I think you are allowed to refuse people admission if they are carrying a pistol.
No, is it any form of transportation? Say you're like on horseback and you're open carrying. Maybe I should ask Judge Moore about
that. Yeah, you need the next interview. Be sure and ask him about that.
Appreciate the call, Ken.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
God forbid we'd have to interview him. Sorry.
See, this is the stuff that I've talked to you about this. Like, there's things we say on air and things we say off air. We're honest in both venues. But sometimes you just say things.
I don't think you can ride a horse over the interstate right here. You'd have to come all the way around.
Yeah. You can ride on the side of the road.
No, I'm not sure you can.
That's illegal?
I don't know which
way. I would hope so.
Take his horse.
Plus, you don't want that horse dog everywhere.
No.
Maybe one more
thing. Nothing worse than a road apple when you're not expecting it.
Yeah, what are we, San Francisco? Be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Tommy Tuberville will be here in, 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, that's what it appears to be.
Look forward to it. Y'all stay tuned. More news and views after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks continue climbing into record territory on Wall Street. This follows reports of progress in talks between the U.S. and China amid the ongoing trade war. More than 55 million Americans are expected to hit the road this Thanksgiving week. That's according to AAA. The good news, gas prices are ticking down slightly.
Demand for gasoline, aside from this weekend, is likely to continue to go down with the cooler temperatures.
Patrick Dehan of GasBuddy.com. AAA puts the nationwide average for a gallon of regular at $2.59. If you're one of those people that needs to be caffeinated for the holidays, Starbucks out with a bottomless cup special just ahead of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Starting today, the coffee chain is offering a 16-ounce tumbler with unlimited refills of coffee or tea for an entire month. The cost, $40. At your Fox Business Report, I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. There's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save tens of thousands. For tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Mr. Sandman. What happens when Black Friday and a store closing meet? Amazing discounts on over 50 mattress models from Beautyrest, Serta, Diamond, and other great factories, as well as a large selection of beds and headboards in all sizes. Bargains are available in Millbrook and Montgomery. Sale prices are good now through December 10th, our final day in Millbrook. All Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 22nd. We have great buys on adjustable bases, pillows, and miscellaneous bedroom furniture. If you don't want a floor sample, fresh inventory is available at discounts off our normal sale prices. But please, folks, if you see something you want, don't expect it to be there later. Inventory is shrinking rapidly. All Mr. Sandman stores will be closed Wednesday and Thursday for Thanksgiving and will reopen at 10 Friday. It's a fabulous time to get that new mattress you've needed for so long. In Montgomery, we're across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14 next to the Citgo Station. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have bolo bracelets, diamond-of-the-art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond-by-the-art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
It'd be help if you turn the microphone on.
Indeed, I just missed it by that much.
I'm over here catching hell from Tuberville.
Yeah?
Yes, because I'm a Bammer.
He showed up early on time.
It's that week. It's that time of the year.
It sure is.
You can't ride the fence this week, Jack.
No, I don't. I don't ever ride the fence.
Well, Jack, I got two words for you. Wore down.
Yeah, you got it. WDE. RTR. I didn't say FU, of course. But anyway, I want to tell our listeners about Alabama Home Mortgage. I really don't, because I already know about Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Kim Williams and her team have worked miracles for our listeners for the past 5.5 years. If you are looking to refinance because you don't really like the terms of your mortgage or the conditions or that crazy insurance you have to pay, give Kim a call at 567-4223. Give her 10 minutes, and she's going to work miracles for you. And if she can't find you a better deal, she's going to be real upfront with you and say, hey, you got the best thing you can get for right now. Come back to me later. And if you're a first-time home buyer and you don't want to go borrow money from a big-box bank, give Kim Williams a call at 567-4223, and she's going to look at your situation and find you the best deal possible. And she is so much fun to work with. She's got a lot of energy, and I love it when she comes in here. We really have more fun when she comes in and to talk about the mortgage company. She's just so easy to deal with. So give her a call, 567-4223, or look her up on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
True.
MLS number 1586368. She's an equal opportunity lender.
And housing lender.
That too.
Yes. And you memorized the MLS number. I'm impressed, Jack. I mean,
that's
a good advertisement now.
It took a long damn time for me to learn, and I'm pretty good with numbers.
So we have Tommy Tuberville in the studio now. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, great to be here. It really is. And do I look road weary?
Not at all.
No,
you look pretty fresh.
7 months on the road, and I tell you, my wife, when we sat down and prayed about this 7-8 months ago about whether to run or not, we were sitting around, and she goes, now, listen, if you're going to do this, don't you come home till you win. I didn't know what to think about that, but it's been a lot of fun. And she said a few months ago, she goes, you're liking this.
Well, you know what I noticed when you called in a couple of weeks ago? You've come a long way since you first announced. I mean, you were throwing out facts and figures, and I thought, man, Tuberville's done his homework.
Indeed.
Well, so, you know, you got to study up on anything that you do, and you're not going to know everything.
No, of
you
course
know, like these guys I'm running. He doesn't know anything about policy. Let me ask you something. Don't you need to know the problem before you put the answer to it?
Well, I agree.
And we have so many problems that our politicians in D.C. have failed to figure out, and we have got a ton of them.
Well, you know, we all know, and we've seen your ad, and we've played it on these airwaves several times, your ad of you in the truck and the news people talking about Jeff Sessions, and you talk about basically how the country's broke, how Washington is broke, and you want to help fix it. Other than the Trump issue, which we know you're going to be a big supporter of the president, what are some other things that are really in your crawl or what you're hearing people complain about the most? I know a lot of it is we want somebody up there who's going to support the president, but obviously there are other issues like the deficit.
Yeah, Jack, the biggest thing is I started about 12, 15 years ago being in coaching, being out in the public light, looking to schools, businesses, being in homes all across the South and the country, and dealing with drug problems, mental health problems. You're not just a football coach. You are a father to 120 kids, and then you've got parents that go along with it. We got problems. We got serious problems. And the problem is with this now, we don't have any answers to it, or we're not trying to put answers to them. We've got, of course, as you just said, we had $23 trillion.
Good Lord.
Come on. But the big thing is, if you look at it, a few weeks ago they came out with a poll. 70% of our millennials voted for socialism. 30% voted for communism. Now, where's that coming from? It's coming from education. We have ruined our educational system in this country. What we have not done is we haven't kept up with the times. We got a pre-K through 12, and then you got either 2-year junior college or tech school or 4 years of college. It's all the same. We haven't grown with that. And the thing that's happened is our public officials, and I'm going to get on the Department of Education. If I had a wish list, I'd blow it up in Washington, D.C., and I'd give every state their own Department of Education, let them run it themselves, because every state is different. We're not a cookie-cutter country.
Amen.
You know, we're different than what they are in Michigan or Texas or Arizona. We're different here in Alabama. We got different wants and needs with our kids. We need to keep them close to home. But we have added so much to socialism in our curriculum, and we've taken away civics, government, U.S. history, We've dumbed down our reading and writing. We've dumbed down our math. Now math is racism in some states. I about lost it. I tell you what, if we don't, that's one thing. We can talk about the debt and drugs and all those things that go along with it. If we don't get a handle on our education in this country, our kids are going to be brainwashed, which a lot of them already are, and we're going to lose. It's going to be over because all the other stuff doesn't make any difference.
Well, I noticed that Alabama got a really bad report card recently on...
Oh, my gosh.
Was it math and science or math and reading? I think it was
across
math and reading.
Board, really, Jeff.
You know, and that was one of Bob Riley's big initiatives, you know, math and reading. And we're doing worse than we were when he was governor. I mean, I don't understand it.
I do. It's called Common Core.
Well...
It's called Common Core. We don't teach math like we used to. Two and two is not four anymore. You got to count boxes. And what happened is about 15, 20 years ago, our rocket scientists in D.C. decided, hey, we need to go to a kind of a European universal system of education where everybody's on the same level. Well, heck, we're not on the same level in this country. We're better than everybody else, and we want to be better. And we don't challenge our kids anymore. The work ethic's not there. We don't challenge them. We don't push them. They get like the eighth grade, and then they level off, and they let everybody catch up because a lot of kids can't keep up. It's not about giving a trophy to everybody. It's having the best be the best they can be. That's what made this country great.
Well, and I think the Department of Education, probably in every state, particularly here, they lie about the dropout rate. We've got a huge dropout rate. You know, and it's not hard to monitor. Look at the kids who come in first grade. See who leaves in the 12th grade. The ones that didn't move out of state or die, you can track them. And if, you know, they'll tell you, oh, we've got, you know, a 22%. It's a lot worse than that.
Well, a lot of our schools now are where we raise our kids because half the kids in this country have one or no parent. We've destroyed the family atmosphere in the United States of America, and that's going to be the end of us all if we don't get back some of that. You never get it all. But their teachers now are regulated to, hey, you got to teach them discipline, you got to teach them manners, you got to teach them everything. Now, not all, but a lot of them. And these teachers, they're not backed. They're not given respect in the classroom. I had one tell me 2 days ago, says, Coach, I got out of it. I mean, I couldn't teach anything in class. I couldn't get them to sit down. I couldn't get them to listen. They're there because, you know, it's something for them to do. And then I send them to the office, and they send them right back down there. We can't do anything with them.
I know, and school is not supposed to be a babysitting service.
It is not. It's not for everybody. If you don't want to go to school, let's put them in the Army. Put them in the military. I mean, we got to do something because what we're doing is not working. It's not working.
I want to amen to all of that. I went to Auburn. We overlapped for a year when it was your last year as coach there. I ran into it a little bit, and I was annoyed when they were trying to mold me into a citizen as opposed to I just wanted the tools to be able to succeed in my life and then go on and help people.
Right.
I'm tired of them shoving down their ideology. But I want to speak to something because of your experience as a coach and in education. You know, you are an outsider to politics, and I think that's to your credit.
Thank God.
Yes. Amen. But... some folks might say, oh, because he hasn't been in politics. I mean, obviously, as a coach, you've had to run an office, a major organization. But, you know, being a coach at a major university is just a cakewalk, right? There's no administrative experience.
Hey, having a $100 million budget, dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you know, the number one commodity in our country are young people. Like I said, dealing with drugs, mental health problems, and then putting it all together and winning. You know, I like what Rand Paul said.
Yeah.
And I like Rand Paul. I like a lot of his ideas. And he said this the other day. He said, you know, I read where the last 10 years we've had 20% or less approval rating in Congress. He said, I hadn't met those 20%. He said, where are they at? He said, I've never worked with a more dysfunctional operation, not people, just how everything works.
Right.
We work at a snail's pace. We don't get anything done. And that's the reason I like Donald Trump. I mean, he'll throw down something. Hey, we're going to get this done. Now, they'll fight him all the way, Republicans and Democrats. They'll fight him all the way to the end. He might get it through, might not, but he is going to fight for it. And that's the reason he has saved this country, because we were going in the opposite direction. And, again, he is fighting the swamp. My goodness, it is. For 40 years, I thought I worked in a kind of a shady business when it comes to terms of rules and all that.
Hmm.
My God, we ain't got nothing on politics. I mean, let me tell you something. This is cutthroat. This is something that, you know, it's about greed and power. And we've letting money continue to put people back in politics. For instance, let's look at this race. I got two or three guys that will spend $10 million, you know, trying to bring me down. I'll spend one-tenth of that. That's how you get elected, because you get on TV and you just, there's no scoreboard in Congress. If you put a scoreboard up there and said, okay, let's look at this congressman right here. What did he do? He plus, minus, you know, okay, he had a good rating, bad rating. There's nothing like that. So you don't get scored on anything.
Well, some, like Club for Growth and some of those groups will do a report card on a particular session. And I used to work at the Texas Association of Business, and we did one, but it takes a long time and it's hard to do. But it gives the general public a good idea of where you are, because...
And it needs to be publicized.
It does, okay. Absolutely.
You don't never see much of it.
No, you don't. And you have to know where to go to find it, unfortunately.
Right. Now, before we hit the top of our break here, and we're going to get into all these issues, and I love Rand Paul, by the way, and it is such a dirty world. The more I've been doing this job, going on 8 years, 9 years, it's just, I was very idealistic coming out of Auburn. Like, oh, where's the best minds, like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and it is not like that at all. But with our limited time before the top of our break, you were mentioning as you walked in off air that this is probably your favorite week, and just brings back all these memories. I miss Auburn myself, wish I could still live there. Talk about a little bit how special Iron Bowl week is and what it's like.
Well, first of all, I'm a football connoisseur. I love football, and because it builds men, and it builds character and work ethic, and it builds competition. This is exceptional. Now, I've been all over the country. I've coached in Notre Dame, Miami games, Texas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. You know, I've been in 10 Iron Bowls. There's nothing that even comes close to this because of how much appreciation that the fans have for the game of football, number one, and how much they get into it. As we said earlier at the top of the show, there ain't no fence riding this week. You are or you're not.
Right.
And so you got to jump aboard and you pull for your team. And that's after it's over with, it's talked again for 365 days. You know, when I walked out of the stadium, no matter whether it's at Tuscaloosa or at Auburn, after that game, I said, okay, if you win that game, you don't have to wear a hat and sunglasses. But if you lose it, you got to wear a hat and sunglasses in your truck for the rest, yeah, of the rest of the next year.
Or people that lose the bet have to get their head shaved and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, witness protection program.
But it is a fun week. I hope people really enjoy it and be safe and enjoy Thanksgiving, because always right after that is the biggest game of the year in college football. I don't care how the records are between both teams. It's like two Mack trucks hitting each other.
Amen.
And it is all about the best team wins.
You and I have a mutual friend, Kent Hance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do you know Kent?
I used to live in Texas, and I almost went to work for him,
yeah,
when he was going to run for governor, but it didn't work out.
Kent Hance was a chancellor at Texas Tech who hired me at Texas
Tech. That's right.
Who's the only guy that ever beat George W. Bush in an election.
That's right, 1978,
yep,
in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah. Indeed.
Well,
we got to hit our top of the hour break. Our in-studio guest is the voice of Coach Tommy Tuberville. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate. More news and views after this top of the hour break with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. As I said, Coach Tommy Tuberville. If y'all want to get in, ask a question of the coach, 272-9228, 272-9228. Be right back.